Rolling.
Hey, welcome to the Morning Wolfpack Share Your Salary podcast here on a Monday. Yes, the latest incarnation, if you will, of our podcast. Emily's here.
Hi.
Slow Joe.
Yo.
And yeah, what we do basically is just replay Share Your Salary in case you missed it today. Why don't you take a listen? Let's get this out of the way and then we can kvitz a little bit afterwards. But today we had on escrow agent assistant Brooke. And then I've got some more questions, but take a listen. This is how Share Your Salary today went down.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
Dude, you're not supposed to ask someone how much money they make.
Maybe, but we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we ought to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that apartment complex assistant manager Ashley is making $47,000 a year. Okay, on the phone with us this morning is Brooke, who lives in Spanaway. Good morning, Brooke. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing great. And thank you for getting up, for calling in, and being a part of Share Your Salary. You are part of the solution now, Brooke, not the problem.
Yeah, of course. I love Share Your Salary in the morning, so I thought, why not do it?
Well, yeah, the problem is nobody knows what these careers pay, yet we go all in education-wise, financial-wise, and aid sometimes student loans, and you don't even have any clue. So let's break down the social norms and let's get to it, Brooke. We're going to put a minute on the clock right now. We're going to rapid-fire questions at you. When we're done, we'll play a three-minute song. We'll collect our thoughts. We'll come back. We will guess what we think you make. And then, Brooke, from Spanaway, you will tell everybody. You're going to share your salary with the Morning Wolf Pack.
All right. That sounds great.
Let's do this. All right, Emily, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Kick it off. Go.
What is escrow?
So it's a branch in real estate. We're like a neutral third party that doesn't represent the buyer or seller. We just deal with money coming in and money going out. And we're the ones you actually come to when you sign your closing papers.
Has the real estate market slowed down at all, Brooke?
No, it is still going. We are still chugging. We are busy.
How long have you been doing this?
6 months.
How specific are you about what kind of pen you use?
Oh, I am super specific, actually. I have my favorite pen at work. You do not touch that.
Do you have to have a real estate license to do this?
No, you do not. You do, for an LPO, you do have to get a certification, but there's no real estate license.
What is the hottest part of the Seattle area right now in terms of real estate?
I would say Shoreline, Lake City, those type of areas. They're popping right now.
What did you do before this?
I was a doggy daycare worker, actually.
Oh, how many of your deals actually fall through, Brooke?
Quite a few. We do get a few rescissions. So, yeah, it's a deal. Yeah, a lot of deals do not go through.
I'm sorry, Emily. That is all the time that we have. Brooke in Spanaway, great job. Boy, you were on it with the answers. Love that.
And we know she has a favorite pen.
Boom! Yeah. I knew she did. If you've ever bought a house, you know how much paperwork is involved. You have to have a good pen. All right, Morning Wolfpack, listen, this is when you get to help out. And please, I'm asking because I always use one of your text messages. How much do you think Brooke in Spanaway is making as an escrow assistant? 46150 is the number to text it in. Be sure to put your name on it and what part of town you live in so I can thank you on the radio. Coming up next in 3 minutes when Brooke shares her salary next.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Brooke, who lives in Spanaway. She is an escrow assistant. Emily, what else did we just learn?
So she works for a third party that deals with the money when people are buying houses. So she's not with the agency or the buyer. She is the one you go to when you sign the paper for the house.
I'm actually surprised that you asked what is escrow. You didn't know?
I've even bought a house. I don't know what escrow
you
is.
Thought you owned a house. Oh, okay.
I did. I'm saying I still don't know what escrow is. Okay.
Well, look, with the number of renters in the Seattle area, it might have been a great question.
So she's been doing this for 6 months. She works at doggy daycare before. She says the real estate business is still up and popping, and Shoreline is the place to go, and she does have a favorite pen.
All right, I'm going to use a text here because that was the winner the last time we played. Nicole in Auburn, as in at $42,000. I'm going to go with it. You know what? I think just based on the word assistant is the reason I'm going with something that, you know, you think real estate in Seattle, you think a little bigger number. So that's why I'm going to go with my good friend, Nicole in Auburn. M?
Because she was at a doggy daycare just 6 months ago and moved, I'm guessing it's for more money. So I'm going to go a little higher with 50.
Okay, right in the middle there. 42 and 50. Slow Joe, where you at and why?
Well, geez. I'm going to go 58, because I feel like she's making commish, business is booming, you know, it's happening.
Well, she certainly seems happy about it all. Very sparky, Brooke. Love that. Love the energy. But it's that time where you are going to tell everybody how much money you make every year. It's time to share your salary, Brooke. What is the number? What are you pulling in?
At the end of this year, I will make $40,000.
Okay.
Well, who wins?
That would be me. And I say me, but I picked Nicole in Auburn. So, Nicole, thank you so much for taking the time to text in, and we appreciate that.
Do you get commission?
No, I do not. We do not deal with anything involving that kind of thing. We are just strictly dealing with money coming in, money going out, like paying off bills and all of that kind of good stuff, like communicating with parties. Yeah, we don't get commission. Gotcha.
If you want to look at it this way, the escrow agent is a lot like a nurse in a hospital, and the doctor is a lot like the realtor. The realtors are making all that money.
That's a very good analogy.
These poor folks have to go with all the paperwork, all the hassles, all the inspections, all the this. They're basically, you guys do all the heavy lifting and get paid the least amount of money, the way I see it.
Yes, that is so true. But I'm so happy where I am right now. I mean, there's so much room for me to move up. So I will make more money one day. I just got to get that experience first.
All right, let's talk about your pen. You said you were very specific.
Yes.
I'm a G2 rollerball guy. Where are you at on it, Brooke?
So just Bic. I really like the retractable Bic pens. They just write so nicely. I have a pack of them at work. Those are really the only pens I use. I like them.
And what are the ramifications if somebody were to steal your pen? What would you do to that person?
Oh my goodness, they already know. I have freaked out over it before if I lost it and it's rolled under my desk. I mean, you can just hear me in my cubicle. Where's my pen?
Serious business. I mean, you'd stab a dude in the neck, I feel like, with a lesser pen.
Yes, probably. And everyone at work knows it.
All right, Brooke, listen, we love you. Thanks for the energy. Thanks for being a part of the Morning Wolf Pack. Have a great day. And congratulations on the new gig. It's better than picking up dog poop, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, my gosh, so much better. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
All right, there you go. Escrow agent assistant Brooke making $40,000 a year. And I'm still, Emily, shocked that you at one point bought a house and didn't know what an escrow agent was. How is that even possible?
I don't know. I mean, because I remember buying the house. I was 19. So, I mean, I don't remember that much.
Did you
much
buy
of it?
Was it like a partnership?
But
with
my
your
mom and I both bought it. So,
she did all
just
the work.
Well, I had to sign all the papers and everything. But yeah, she told me where to show up, when to be there, and what we were doing. And so I didn't know.
You get what what an escrow is, right?
Yeah.
They're like the middleman.
Yeah,
in between
but
the
when
buyer
a house
and the seller.
Is in escrow, does that just mean that it's gone to these people?
That means yes. You take all the money that you're going to spend on the house. It goes into like an escrow account or at least the deposit.
An escrow account's right.
Yeah, and so the escrow account babysits it. So neither the buyer nor the seller has the money. So they're sitting there waiting for all the inspections and whatever else to clear, and then they pass it on to the seller.
Or give it back if it fails.
Let me see if this rings any bells. Title company. Because normally you go to a title office, like a
I don't know. I thought it was a lawyer's office.
No.
It was so a funny. Fancy office. It was in a high-rise building the second time.
There's realtors, and then there's title, and then title handles the escrow. And so you go to the title. It's kind of like a middleman. If you're getting divorced, like you're not wrong in that like there's a lawyer, so you don't yell at each other. Mm-hmm. It's the same. They represent. They don't negotiate or anything, but they sort of are in the middle between the buyer and the seller.
And I do remember, so when we sold it, it was a couple months after I moved up here, we went to this office. My realtor was there, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't.
Sometimes the realtor will come to title, sometimes not.
Yeah, she just kind of babysat us, I guess. But I don't remember. Somebody was there.
God, I find that shocking because I do remember the first house that I ever bought. I remember, and back then they had more paperwork. Now you DocuSign a lot of stuff. But still, there's like, I just remember, I sat down at this table, and I was in my 20s, and I think it was like 2 feet. Yeah. Of papers, and I felt like we sat and signed all day, and I also was like so scared, so nervous, like oh my god. You had the benefit of having your mom kind of like on the deal to maybe make it a little, but if it was just me, like I borrowed all the money, I'm like
that's
oh my
scary.
God, I am literally gonna die. I sign all these papers. But
there is an episode of Friends where Monica and Chandler in escrow. And he was like, thanks again for,
I said, of course.
Thanks again for explaining escrow to me. And he's like, not that I'll remember. So, you know, I'm not the only one, Chandler.
You know what? I think, listen, especially here in the Seattle area, there's a lot of people that have never gone through escrow. I mean, it's so expensive.
There's escrows. Escrow in general just basically means somebody holding something in the middle. So there's certain websites where if you're buying something that's used or like maybe it's like made, you know, created or whatever, the website will hold the money in escrow until everybody verifies that everything is as it should be, you know? So.
Well, you know, my wife and I are hoping to buy a house up here at someday and be in escrow. She sent me a listing today from Redfin because she always keeps an eye on stuff like this. It was two bedrooms, one bath, in Enumclaw for $520,000.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, she's like, what the hell?
I'm
like,
never buying a house here.
I fall down that real estate hole every once in a while in West Seattle, just looking, especially if I drive past one, and I'm like, ooh, I wonder how much that costs. And they're starting at about $750,000 up to $5 million.
Yeah, which, by the way, I find... At least from what I understand, West Seattle is even considered more affordable than some of the, like, if you don't go across the bridge over here in Seattle proper.
It is. The problem is it's now being seen, like, the real estate is going over there. So they're starting to tear down all the old homes and building up, like, four modern homes on one of these lots.
I hate those, too.
I know.
Those little pop-up, like...
They ruin the landscape.
There's no yard. Like, I hope to get one before it gets torn down, but even those, like you said, two-bedroom, one-bath are, like... $750,000.
I'll never buy a house.
Yeah, you might.
No.
Come on, man. We just want a CMA. Paycheck's coming.
I would have bought one a long time ago if I was going to.
Well, you never say never, but I know it's not easy in this part of the world. Mm-hmm. And yeah, but to that point, you know, it's so sad too. Even in Old Town Issaquah, like the little old charming craftsmen, like they just come in, they buy them for whatever, and then they just stack those three-layer condo, and they all look the same. They're all dumb.
The lofty Lego lofts.
But no matter where you go, they're all over the place. And quite honestly, they've ruined the landscape of some of the neighborhoods.
Well, even if they're not lofts, they're, you know, the modern homes. And they are, they built one across the street from me, and they just did an open house, and it was like $1.5 million.
Oh, it's an open house for Thanksgiving. It's nutty. And even now, when you drive I-90 and you head, like, next time you go see your mom, right before you get to Issaquah, you'll see the massive ones. Oh, yeah. I mean, they're huge. Totally. Just like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I remember we were looking around at where we were going to live, and we went to Redmond, and we were like, I just think the downtown part of that has been totally destroyed by all the new build.
Oh, but
anyway.
Fun fact.
Yes.
Zillow and Redfin both started here in Seattle.
Sons of guns. Yeah, so funner factor.
Oh?
Now, this is the story. Last summer, two summers ago, when we rented that boat for a week, we had all the kids, and it was great, and we were on Lake Sam like every day. My wife, we did like a sunset booze cruise. So we had our like 15-year-old daughter like drive the boat, just idle around the lake, and we just had cocktails in the front. And my wife just sat there with Redfin and Zillow, and we just looked at the properties. And literally, like, that's where all the Microsoft money goes to the water, and they've rebuilt all those houses. They're all $2, $3, $4, $5 million. So it was fun to do that and depressing in the same conversation. But there was this, finally, like, something popped up, and it was like, $700,000. I'm like, oh my God, what is it? We could afford that. Maybe one day. And it was literally, and I'm not exaggerating, it was a wooden shack. Yeah. It was an outhouse.
Yeah.
And it was just the like property.
Yeah.
It was
probably
400 square feet.
Yeah.
Like the last available space.
Well, the thing that gets me is you look at those houses and some of them have been redone, but some of them are $5 million and they're so old, and you know you'd have to completely renovate the entire thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because they haven't been renovated since they were built.
Yeah, in some cases it is cheaper just to buy the land and build, because it's not, you're just buying the land. New builds are not as expensive if you go through that process, but again, it's all overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's easy just to write that check.
Yep.
All right, listen, guys, thanks for checking out the pod. We love you guys. Tomorrow, by the way, if you want to check out Share Your Salary at 8:10 on the show, and the one you'll be rehearing tomorrow here is Yard Goat Driver Matt.
Mm.
Yeah.
Goats!
We'll see you tomorrow.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister.
Weekday mornings from 5 till 9.
On 100.7 The Wolf.